But apart from the important task of increasing the numbers of endangered species, there have also been some other surprising discoveries. Brett Fitzgerald again.
It's interesting to actually watch in the reintroductions. It's so much more than just putting back the small furry animals. When you actually look inside the breeding pens of the bilbies and when you look at areas where they've been reintroduced, these actual deeper diggings that they do, you can actually see the way that functions as part of the ecosystem. A lot of the seed that's distributed in Australia is airborne and wind-driven, and you'll actually see in these deeper holes that bilbies dig, the actual seed falling to the bottom of the hole, then having some dirt blow over the top of them. And so as far as driving the ecosystem, as far as plants germinating and plants getting a chance to survive, you really see the function the animals play as much as just their presence in general. Water penetration, when you look inside a bilby pen or around a bilby release area, you may have these shallower rabbit diggings, but the bilbies really turn the ground over. And when you think when we have a rainfall event after that, the capacity for rainfall penetration, water to actually soak into the soil rather than run off and disappear, is that much increased by the presence of these animals. So that's been a really interesting part of the project, is not just to see the animals back in the natural environment, but to actually see the ecosystem function they played.
Do you think it's been successful, though?
I think we've had some real successes. Some of the species, such as mallyfowl, from a process of going collecting eggs to actually hatching those eggs to releasing those birds and then actually going out and finding active breeding mounds on the Perrin Peninsula. Some of those species, bilbies included, we've seen a real success, and it's essentially made Perrin a site where we can potentially take those animals bred here to other locations and really use this as a launching pad. It's been challenging, and feral cat control is a challenge, but as well as the effect of control here, the other things we've learned is better techniques. So it's a learn-as-you-go process with some of the species and some of the feral control. The techniques they've developed here and the things they've learned about cat behaviour have been able to be applied, you know, not just in Australia, but in other parts around the world. So, yeah, I think we've had some real success with the species reintroduced here, and we've learned things that have been able to be applied in other places.
Brett Fitzgerald from Project Eden in Shark Bay, Western Australia.
Laying the facts bare.
I say.
The Naked Scientists.